Today's date is November 16, 2021. The time is 9 a.m. The meeting is for case number 2021-09-04, Ed Ela versus ASIC or Menzies. People at the meeting is, in the meeting is Mr. Rodney Payette, Ms. Mildred Sigala, and Mr.
Mars Johnson.
Mars Johnson. And investigators here are Andrew Mesa and Marcus Pinocchio. Okay, so officially recording. Like I said, we're here to discuss the complaint Mr. Elau made against you guys.
Okay.
You guys read the packet? It's kind of a lot, and yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was reading through
I've
it.
I've got a copy of it here too, though. So.
Okay.
Well, I guess the main thing we wanted to point out is that it seems kind of vague, and that's our primary concern. Generally, with any sort of complaint, you want to make sure it's as clear as possible. Mr. Elau, essentially, I guess after he lost this procurement to Menzies, filed a complaint with the CLB and then filed a procurement protest at the same time, the basis being that Menzies didn't have a contractor's license. He didn't specify what contractor's license Menzies was supposed to have for the type of work that they're doing, and he's asking for some pretty severe penalties here. I figure that if Mr. Elau is going to make these types of claims, he has to be as specific as possible. As far as we're aware of, we can't figure out which license Mr. Elau claims that Menzies is supposed to have, and if we're going to provide a proper defense to it, we figure that we're entitled to figure out what type of, or to notice as to what type of license he feels that we must have in this situation.
Okay.
I think we spoke over the phone before, and I think it was your understanding, Mr. Fanonia, that that it was supposed to be some type of electrical systems license. And
right.
I think we went through that, and the electrical systems license, which I think is C-15, is specific with respect to PA systems and sound systems. This is a procurement, and this is a contract that has to deal with baggage handling, which has nothing to do with PA systems and sound systems at all. So it doesn't seem that the C-15 would be the appropriate license to have, for anybody to have in this situation at all.
Okay. pull the list of the classifications.
I'm sorry, brush it up. We did look through the other sort of specialty classifications, and we couldn't figure out which one would apply to this procurement either.
Okay.
And then looking at the Class A and Class B licenses, is that how it's broken down?
It's, yeah. Basically
general construction,
it's,
general engineering?
Yes, it's just classifications, and then A would be the engineering, B would be the building, and then C, and so forth, so on and so forth.
Yeah. And so looking towards those, it seems that this is based on a statute that's been adopted in California and a few other jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a few changes between the Guam statute and other jurisdictions, but it seems clear that the intent is that contractors who are involved in building or putting permanent improvements into buildings must be licensed as contractors. This is a maintenance license involving the operation of the baggage system at the GIAA.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem that they would rise up to the sort of the policy behind having contractors licensed on Guam.
Okay. So with that said, we've spoke also before, and so today's meeting was just to get the response.
Sure.
And I was telling you before, exactly how you just said it now, that could easily be a response, right? It's just our job to give you guys the complaint, right? That another contractor thinks that he's has a case against you guys, so he is in his right to make that complaint as well.
Absolutely.
I don't answer whether he's right or wrong. It's up to our board to kind of decide that.
Okay.
Chances are cases go beyond our board. It's happened before where it goes to litigation, going to local courts, right? And we follow whatever they decide. And so the process we have right now is that the complaint came in by Mr. Elau. We've issued you guys the notice to appear, which you came today. Appreciate that. Then the next step would be to get your response for that complaint. Whether your response says it has no validity, or yes, we're wrong and I'm sorry, or whatever the response is, we accept that. And then we would take that to our board. They decide whether the case has merit or not. And if it does, and you guys want to contest the complaint, then we go towards hearing. Or if we decide to settle and say, I guess it doesn't have a merit, then, you know, that's case closed. So we're still in that process, and we still give Mr. Ilao the due process and you guys the due process. Mm-hmm. So we're still in the middle of it. Everything is a little premature to just, this is the final decision. You know, that's not what we're going to do today. So this is just like step one or step two now, I guess, because they initiated the complaint and you guys are responding. So,
right. Sure.
So this is where we're at right now.
Totally understand.
Oh, for future meetings too, sure. It's up to you guys whether you would like to come in. See, generally we have the contractors come in. That's just standard procedure for us. But since you guys don't even have a license with us, right? Mm-hmm. I don't believe you do.
No.
Not any license at all, right? So this is kind of the reason why we can bring them in, is because chances are they don't like to respond. This is generally speaking for contractors only, not necessarily big companies like you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of the procedure. We can always go back and forth through emails if you guys wish, you know, because I know time is precious, right? We can always do that. So with that said, were you guys still gonna submit? I know you said you wanted to have questions or clarity
yeah.
today and then.
Well, we just want to make sure we show face to show that we're taking this seriously.
Sure,
and that we
for sure.
And that we okay. answer any questions that you had before it goes to the board.
Okay.
So if you have any questions, we're happy to answer any of them.
Okay. I did. So you mentioned you went through this listing, right? And
sure.
said you could not sort of identify which license.
Yeah.
I think which one did you say? The
C15, I think, was the one we talked
yeah,
about.
The electronic system contractor.
Yeah.
I mean, so it said this. The C15 electronic system contractor is a specialty contractor who is contracting business, is the execution of contracts requiring the ability to intelligently install, maintain, repair and service electronic equipment and electronic controls for public address, intercommunication, master antenna, music distribution systems. Electronic controls include those controls in conjunction with other specialty contracting work. Okay, so I do see how you are saying that it doesn't connect to the conveyor belt
yeah.
system. I mean, to be honest, I think that's gonna get really, really into details.
Sure.
My opinion is just my opinion, of course. And so would you say then it's more connected to like, cause it's conveyor belts, right?
Yep.
So it's, is it more in line with like a elevator, escalator type work?
Let's see. Which one is that one again?
C15 was the one you said.
Yeah.
That's
elevator is 16, right? Elevator installation contractor.
Yeah.
We install right sheaves, beams, motor sheaves, rope, wires, cables, elevator doors, hydraulic devices, apparatus, for the efficient installation operation. Elevators on. I think it seems clear that elevators really kind of has more to do with people. I mean,
okay.
I know there's elevator inspectors. I think they're probably the ones that are contracted.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying that this is, it is, I'm
sure,
not
sure.
saying that that's what it is. I'm just trying
yeah.
to say that, you know, when you do like maintenance work,
mm-hmm.
generally speaking, you still should have a certain skill set of
yeah.
what you're working on, right? And
you do have certain employees that are licensed though, right?
Electricians.
Yeah, they have electricians that are licensed with the
Okay,
CLB,
then,
so.
Yeah, right, there you go. I mean, are they licensed with our agency?
Nice.
They are licensed with us? Okay, good. So these are, so we're getting somewhere here because I guess Mr. Ilao is under the impression there's zero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that your electricians have their own personal names that are have licenses and not necessarily. Are you guys Menzies or ASIG? How do I address you guys?
Our business license under ASIG.
Okay.
DBA Menzies.
So how
do
you want?
On
doing business as Menzies Aviation. Correct.
Either one works. ASIG would probably be more specific.
Okay.
But
I just want to get it
down.
Okay.
Yeah. On our building and everything, on our letterheads and everything, it's a Menzies Aviation.
Okay. So Menzies. Okay. Menzies. Okay. So maybe it might not have Menzies under our office.
Mm-hmm.
It may say,
correct.
You know, Joe Cruz that's his electric, a license to be an electrician. Mm-hmm. So, and then he works for you. So, of course, he does have that license under you guys.
Right.
So that's where, you know, there could be a discrepancy that Mr. Elau doesn't know. And these are things that we can clarify for him.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I'm giving options there because it could be that's the case.
Okay.
Right?
And we don't know. We're still trying to figure this out. So can I get the list of the names then of people who are
on your sub
listed? No. If they're employees, then it's not a sub or anything. They're a licensed contractor that works for Menzies, and of course he can use his license there. That's not a problem. Yeah. He's employed.
We can go through our listing and then we'll provide it to.
Okay. You know, okay. We'll just, you know, it's something I can give back right to Mr. Elau to maybe he. Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. I know this guy. I guess he works there. You know what I mean? I don't know what his intentions are.
Sure.
Also, did you guys have a contractor before though?
Under ASIC.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That did. Well, so what was his, do you remember what his license, which license he had before?
The company?
Or, I don't know, because, so I'm trying to figure that out. Who was your license contractor before, and what exactly did he need his license for?
Or the specific work that was required.
Right, why would you have hired a contractor? Or why would you have hired someone with a contractor's license then? I guess that would have been my question. What would have been the purpose?
I know that the company, ASIC aircraft, it's either AGI or ASIC at the time.
Okay.
Had a contractor's license.
What was it for in particular?
Were
you guys doing like other works or?
I believe it was for the jetway.
Okay, to repair the jetway. Or maintenance
yeah.
or
yeah.
maintenance.
To the,
And he was an electrician.
Well, because the jetways had HVAC on it.
Okay.
And it required electrical.
Okay.
Right, as well. So.
Okay. That it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been on jetways before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got air blowing through. So.
But
sure.
It was prior to Menzies, right?
Yeah.
Those during the days, like the AGI time.
Actually, maybe even AGI.
AGI.
The three companies before.
Yeah.
So
our company changed names. Like,
okay.
So.
And do you guys still do those specific works?
Not the jetway.
So just that's
just
no more. Okay, so then that makes sense, right? You don't have a contractor no more because you don't do that work no more. So that makes sense. So there was no other work or.
No, that was the only
employee that needed required licenses or anything. No? Okay. Cool. And what year was this? Because this guy was going back saying like you guys were doing this for like 5 years already or so.
Yeah.
So what
the jetway's been a while, I'd say.
That was a long time ago. Early 2000s maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, so for sure more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
About
10 years,
yeah, maybe
past. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
So would you guys know what he's talking about then when he's saying like you've been operating without a license for like 5 years at least or something?
Well,
I guess it's pertaining to
the baggage system.
Baggage system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. For the past 5 years.
Yes, and
yeah.
Beyond before that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you guys won the bid in the bidding package, did it ever require you guys to give a license?
Not that we've seen.
It's from the airport, right?
Yeah.
The, when they gave out the bid, they never
provided all the documents to the airport.
Yeah.
That's what they asked for, and
okay.
We looked.
It was sufficient for them. So.
Yeah. Okay.
We looked through it. Generally, the requirements are for make sure that the business is licensed to do business under Guam law, so the Guam licensing law, that type of thing.
Okay. Just as long as you had a business license, basically.
Yeah.
So they never
have
went
the appropriate
into
license. They didn't specify. So, for instance, I know the airport when they put out bids for engineers and architects,
mm-hmm.
they generally will require that they have appeals license.
Okay.
But this type of I looked in the bid from now and the bid from 5 years ago, and they didn't have a specific requirement for any type of license like a CLB or appeals license for this type of procurement. Though they just had the general thing that's included in pretty much every government procurement that says that you have to abide by Guam's licensing law, so you're licensed to do business under Guam.
So it's kind of like an umbrella kind of Yeah, I see where it can get gray. Okay. So I guess so I'm still gonna be pending your response then.
Sure.
And I'm really happy you guys came today. We don't have to take so much of your time anymore, really, because I'm just here really to accept the response and, like you said, clear out some questions or concerns we had.
We'll get you the written response, if not by the end of today, then by tomorrow. So
okay.
The other people on file have a chance to look at it before we submit it.
Sure, so. Not a problem. Yeah, just, you know, don't make it so long for us to wait, because this guy calls me like, oh man, every 2 days asking updates, bro. We get some crazy complaints, man, when they come in and
very persistent with him.
Even I explained to them there's due processes,
yeah.
And he's, it's, you know, it's what I have to deal with, really. So.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I'm used to it already. It's
okay.
just trying to make the response come in a little bit, you know, on time.
Okay.
And because we pushed our meeting back for so many times, so that's, I can understand too, Mr. Yilao. And I guess we can end the meeting now if you guys have any other questions for us. You guys are good.
Do you have any other questions as well, or?
For me, not at the moment. I just wanted to know if you guys were aware of the licenses. I know I've sent you some info, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I think you pointed me to the website.
That's right. So yeah, I pointed you to look at, and that's because it comes with definitions as well, right? So it did help out. I know this gets vague, really, sometimes.
Yeah.
But I guess. We just have to connect the dots where we can.
Well, ultimately, it seems kind of clear that a lot of that has to do with installation of permanent fixtures inside of buildings. So,
right.
For instance, HVAC, escalator systems, elevator system, PA systems, those are the types of things you'd be drilling into a building to install.
Mm-hmm.
This contract specifically doesn't involve the installation of the baggage claim system, is that correct? This is a maintenance system, this is a maintenance and operation contract.
Right.
There will be some rare moments where they might need to replace a piece of equipment,
mm-hmm.
but this is something that's bolted to the floor that can be removed, you know, the next day or something. This isn't something like an HVAC system where you'd have to take the walls down in order to remove it from the building. Yeah, it's not a structural part of the building.
Mechanical.
Yeah. It's very different from, like, say, taking an elevator out of the building, for instance.
Right.
What these people are doing is really just operating existing machinery that's already been installed in the elevator in the airport years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really don't understand how the contractor's license would really go into it, though. So, especially given the fact that looking through the general engineering license, the general construction license,
mm-hmm.
it looks like there are two specialties required for each one of those. And it doesn't seem like any of those specialties would fit under this type of contract. And then looking through the list, we couldn't find one of those sort of specialty contracts that would apply to this one.
Okay.
I understand if there was a baggage conveyor type thing.
Right.
Clearly,
right.
Or something that sort of generally had to do with moving items around, or like, you know, railway type systems or something like that, though. But you know, honestly, looking through it, we couldn't figure out what it was. And we're kind of disappointed that Mr. Lau didn't specify in his, because he also did this in the procurement protest. He made the very general complaint. He made a specific complaint at the first level of the procurement protest saying
mm-hmm.
that they didn't have a specialty license,
mm-hmm.
and then he didn't identify which license that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they appealed it to the OPA, which is the next step of administrative review,
mm-hmm.
his lawyers made it more general, saying that they didn't have any business license.
Wow.
And then when they filed their comments on the agency report, which is sort of the first step where people get a chance to sort of explain their case in the OPA.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go into what license was required or the requirements of each license. They just sort of looked at the definition of a contractor, which is itself is pretty broad.
Right.
There really was an explanation of what particular type of license is required. And so we're kind of looking at this going like, it's hard to defend against every single type of license that you could
possibly
be required to have, as opposed to sort of a specific complaint saying, well, you need to have this type of license. Because A, B, and C, that's a much easier thing for us to respond to rather than going through the entirety of the COB regulations and figuring out which one he thinks we might need to have.
Right. Because so he also sent us the protest that he was filing with, you know, OPA. And so obviously he's on a mission. So he does call us. I'm going to update him of the meeting we had today. Basically, it's just we didn't get a response yet and we're pending that. You said maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. So we'll have you written something by tomorrow at the latest.
Okay.
Just so you can continue with your administrative process.
Yeah. So we have the process, and then so basically I get the response. I show it to my supervisor, we go through with legal, because you guys have lawyers now, so we also have to use our legal counsel as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we, I guess, figure out whether, like you said, what license is required, because I think that's your biggest question then, is what license is required for to do that work for the conveyor belts.
Yeah.
That we'll take it to our legal, and that's when we figure out whether this case has merit.
Okay.
Or not. He's obviously on a mission. He went through the OPA's office, so I guess we're kind of seeing what were they going to say about it as well, too.
Yeah.
Not to say that we're waiting for their response, because of course we're actually waiting for your response so that
we can
go through our process. But
yeah,
like personally, I'm just curious too, what is the next level for that? Because
for the OPA, I think the position the airport has taken and what our position is going to be as well is that generally the OPA doesn't have jurisdiction to determine whether somebody has a or should have a CLB license.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened in a case that was issued by the OPA, I think last month, because I think it was one of the telecommunications bids went out,
mm-hmm.
and somebody protested saying that, I guess, the winning bidder didn't have the right type of license from the Guam Telecommunications Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And so the OPA said, well, look, I don't have the expertise and I'm not the board that's supposed to determine who's supposed to have a license or what kind of license someone's supposed to have. So what they did was they dismissed it without prejudice, saying, look, that process needs to go through first,
mm-hmm.
before the OPA is going to make a decision.
So it sounds like we're going down that similar road then.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we think is going to happen. That's what our argument is, at least, though.
We're actually familiar with that case as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We understand.
Gee.
We understand how it gets really gray.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I wish too it was more specific, but
yeah,
you as a lawyer know it's always written generally. So
yeah, and some of these laws haven't been updated in a long time too, though. So it's kind of, I mean, I'm sure there's a few other licenses that could be put in there, like networking licenses and stuff like that.
For sure, especially with the world we live in today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, so with that said, we can end today's meeting.
All right,
you guys. Okay. So
thank you very much for having
meeting adjourned. I got 9:20, 11:16, 2021. Thank you.